Today on CityCast Philly. The city's outdoor dining scene thrived during the pandemic. And now that summer is almost over, there's still some places where you can eat outside. Back in May, I spoke with Ben Falecha, who's with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, about why city regulations changed. Plus, we'll get recommendations for some streeteries that are still up and running. It's Thursday, August 24th. I'm Trinia Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Ben Falecha, you're with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. So you advocate on behalf of restaurants and hospitality businesses in our Commonwealth, trying to make sure government rules and regulations work for them. Ben, it is so nice out these days. What are some of your favorite places to eat and drink outside?
Wow, that's a huge question.
Right.
I'm so happy to be here. And I do love eating outside. And how nice was it over the past few years to have so many more options to choose from? I mean, I was just walking in Manayunk and, you know, on every block, there's at least one or two streeteries. And if there's not a streetery, there's some sidewalk seating. I saw Winnie's had a great setup.
Winnie's.
And Taqueria Amor, they had a really beautiful streetery outside that was packed. And there was just so much activity. Last night, I was walking along East Passyunk. And I saw Flannel still had their beer garden open.
Yes, I love Flannel.
And Lever 2 up the street, I mean, they always have done a great job with their outdoor seating. You know, walking down in Old City, I saw people out in front of Fork and Good King Tavern. I think that's right on 7th Street. Talk about like a French feeling. I mean, we always said Philadelphia could be the Paris of the United States if we continue on these outdoor seatings.
Oh, who said that?
All right, they may have been overreaching a bit. However, you know, to look at these folks eating outside of Good King Tavern, I really got that sense.
Yeah. I used to love going to Dos Segundos down in Northern Liberties to grab a to-go margarita when they had those flowing through the pandemic.
Yeah. We were able to work on a lot of great legislation during the pandemic, and streeteries was one of them. You know, we were one of the few cities in North America that passed regulations and passed a bill to allow for streeteries four seasons of the year. And, you know, and it was just such a great thing. You know, another bill that was passed was allowing for, you know, mixed drinks to go. Of course, we saw that go away.
Yes. And I was sad. I was sad to see that go.
Oh, we would love for that to come back someday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for now, we'll take what we got. And, you know, this outdoor seating is has the potential to be a really great boom for the city.
Mm-hmm. Ben, there were 800 restaurants, right, with outdoor seating throughout the pandemic. But according to some research that we found in the Philadelphia Inquirer, some of them are gone. What happened to them?
Well, here's the deal. In the beginning of the pandemic, there was no indoor dining allowed. So it really forced restaurant operators to make some decisions. You know, you were allowed to do takeout, pickup, curbside, delivery, and you could have outdoor seating. So, you know, a lot of folks wanted to offer both. So the city worked with the PRLA, the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, as well as operators around the city saying, how can we make this work? What's going to work for you? And they really loosened restrictions to allow for operators to remain in business, for servers and bartenders and chefs to be able to continue to work. Plus, it was, you know, it was great for the neighborhoods. The guests loved it. So, you know, as the pandemic started to go away, you know, we wanted these streeteries to remain because they really activated parts of the city that were never active before. And, you know, it was just a win-win-win all around. However, with any legislation comes regulations. And, you know, there was a couple iterations of the regulations for streeteries, and all of them made it very difficult for the operators to continue to maintain their streeteries. Most of the structure streeteries, so by structure streetery, I'm talking about streeters that have sides and a ceiling or a roof. There is a lot of regulations around a streetery like that. And it's very expensive, not just to build them, but the regulations require building permits and to go in front of the art commission and to get structural drawings and to get...
Really? I never knew it was so, like, complicated.
You have to go to PA1 and find out what type of electricity and plumbing is running underneath of your restaurant and the wiring above your restaurant and the utility work. It also, the regulations didn't allow you to run electricity to your streetery. That means they would have to be dark at night. We wanted them to be four-season. The city said, listen, you can't heat them. You can't run electric. You can't have propane. You can't heat these structures. Well, that kind of takes the four seasons out of it.
Right.
So now operators, a lot of them said, listen, I can't afford it. I can't afford to go through the process. But then I have operators that, you know, have 20, 30 restaurants that have the infrastructure to be able to do this. They still can't get their permits because there's just too many regulations for them to even go through. So at this point, it's just a really arduous process. And I get it. I get it. This is a brand new program for the city. It's going to require some work, but it's also going to have to require patience on the city side. It's going to require patience on the operator side. And hopefully, with the new administration coming around the corner, we're going to have a lot more friendlier folks to allow for these operators to build their streeteries, to get more people to come into Philadelphia and eat out and enjoy all these great restaurants.
Ben, do restaurants have a voice here?
We are the voice. You know, the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association is the resource, guidance, and advocacy for the restaurants in Philadelphia and across the Commonwealth. However, you know, when we have met with the city, you know, it's not just us at the table. We invite all the restaurant operators who want to join and who want to give feedback and want to share their pain points and want to share their frustration, but also to share their success stories. You know, I'm thinking about a restaurant on Christian Street on about 9th and Christian. Oh, Fiorello. They have 13 full-time employees that are working just on their streetery. That's 13 full-time, well-paid jobs for the city, not to mention hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax revenue to the city. So this is a win-win.
And Ben, what do restaurant owners want?
Restaurant owners want flexibility. Restaurant owners like things in black and white as well. You know, so a restaurant owner is told, listen, here's how you build something. Here's how you build your streetery. Do it this way. They would be thrilled. As it stands right now, there's a lot of gray areas. So, you know, you submit your plans. We don't know if the Art Commission is going to give you a thumbs up or thumbs down. When it comes back, then it goes to Streets Department. Streets might say, listen, you're 4 inches too wide here. You're 6 inches too long here. You're 3 inches too high here. You know, we see that you are currently have a lighting fixture in there. You can't do that. Start from the beginning.
Wow.
You know, okay. So right now, restaurant owners, we want to dine outside. Our guests are asking to eat outside. We want to provide the service to the city.
What do you say to folks when they say, you know, eating outside also brings some issues, right? Like there's dust that flies in from a construction site a few doors down, or, you know, cars rolling by even, right? Or sometimes, I don't want to mention this, but all of that food outside brings rats and mice. So what do you say to folks about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, listen, there are issues, right? There's issues when we sit outside just in a sidewalk cafe. But that's the guest's choice to want to experience that. And that's kind of part of the experience. As far as the cleanliness, I mean, restaurant owners are responsible to keep their streeteries clean. Part of the regulations has the platforms raised so you can spray underneath them to capture any crumbs or debris that might fall down. You know, that wasn't as evident during the pandemic when it was kind of an anything goes type of situation. But now that this is going to be a permanent program, we want to make sure that they're safe. We want to make sure that they're clean. We know that some of the new regulations require crash-proof barriers around structures. And again, that's just to make it a little bit safer.
Now, also, some people say, right, that Streeteries took up some great parking options, and getting to those restaurants, right, is sometimes a hassle because you're driving around a couple times around the block to look for a spot. What do you say about that?
You know, when we were first looking at this program back in, 2020, we had a lot of concerns. Parking was one. ADA accessibility was another. Making sure that we weren't going into bike lanes, making sure that, if the Bicycle Coalition wanted to work with us, that we would be willing to make any concession, because that's part of being in the city, right? Being a good neighbor. And it's interesting that we did not get pushback. I thought our major pushback would be the parking issue. But the parts of the city that Streeteries are able to be located in, we have not had pushback from the neighbors. So I think they really see it as a benefit to their community. Also, know that parking stinks in this
city. Tell me about it.
Yeah, but I remember, you would get that good spot and never want to leave your house, never want to take your car anywhere. So that was well before Streeteries came into existence.
So with all that in mind, Ben, what's next for Philly's outdoor dining scene? What should we be looking forward to?
Well, the restaurant industry, the hospitality industry got hit so hard during the pandemic. I mean, we lost 25% of our employees to other industries. We saw a lot of great restaurants close, but it is a resilient industry. And these restaurants that are opening up in Philly are keeping in mind a couple things that we learned during the pandemic. A, people love eating outside. People like eating outside four seasons. And, we thought that maybe that was just because of the pandemic. We've seen the opposite. We've seen that is something people want to do. We also see these restaurants, a good portion of their income is takeout and delivery. So, we see them made that adjustment as well. But, we are seeing so many new restaurants coming to East Passaic, to Walnut Street, to Fishtown, to Northern Liberties. Every area of the city, and it's booming. So I'm personally happy to see more restaurants, more hospitality employees out there. I know that recovery and the explosion and the just the growth of Philadelphia is going to be driven by every restaurant on every corner that we see open up over the next couple of years.
Another kind of outdoor food drink experience that I enjoy are beer gardens, breweries, rooftop bars. Any good recommendations there?
Wow. Yeah. So rooftop bar, I love Irwin's down at the Bach. The Bach building is such a unique, cool use of space. I love that place. The roof deck bar at the Logan on the parkway.
The Assembly.
I mean, there's not a better view,
mm-hmm.
Right? There's not a better view. You're looking right down the parkway at the Art Museum. Oh, want to go back to Paris? There's no place that only the Louvre has more impressionist art than that strip on the parkway that you're looking out at. Okay, this isn't outdoors, but you get the sense of outdoors when you take that 60-story elevator ride up to the Jean Georges on the top of the Four Seasons. I love that place. That's a spot for me. In Fishtown, the back deck in Soraya, I mean, that's beautiful. That's beautiful all the time. So I'm constantly blown away by all of these spots that are doing really cool, unique outdoor features.
So Ben, before we go, any good outdoor dining spots outside of the city that you like to go to?
Oh, outside of the city. Yeah. So if you're going out to Wayne, Rosalie has this beautiful porch out front of their spot. Restaurant Alba out in Malvern has a great deck and some of the best Italian food in the region. And I'm not just because I have a lot of vowels in my last name that I like Italian. I guess I like Italian anyway. But, I love that place. So look around. This isn't just a Philly thing. This is all around our region. You're going to find great experiences, to enjoy your friends, to enjoy the community, and to support these restaurants that always give back.
That's amazing. All right, Ben Fletcher with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. Thank you so much for being here on CityCast Philly.
Thanks for having me.
That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about shooteries in the city, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Friday News Roundup. Bye.